It is the rundown. It is April 19th. It is Barstool Awards Day. Big day. Tune in, 7:30 live. All the awards on the Sun, I think Kay Markle just blogged a bunch of the nominees, the categories. So tune in. It'll be on Facebook, Twitter, everything live, every social media. Watch at 7:30, red carpet show at 8. This rundown is brought to you by Lisa. Mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. Ooh, $125 off. They upped it. So all you people who have been holding out, now's the time. Lisa.com/barstool, $125 off mattress. They're good mattresses. They outfit my Nantucket house totally.
The main thing is that they just deliver to you, because otherwise, I don't even know how you fucking get it. Like, it just unfolds.
Yeah, and they're actually, they're good mattresses.
Yeah.
So mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. All right, let's start off. Kevin, when you're running cold, bud. Did your Popovich as a dickhead, and then his wife died. So
sometimes,
it wasn't the best look.
Sometimes the internet runs with you, and sometimes it runs against you, and it's been running against me for about 5 straight months, and I don't think there's any end in sight.
Yeah.
And at this point,
you need to like kill a goat or just get
No, but you know what? Like, if I do that, then like, you know, the next day it'll be like International Goat Day, and I'll be in trouble.
Yeah, true.
Like, sometimes you just. It's almost liberating. I'm like, there's nothing I can do about it.
There's
black
L's
magic
L's
against me, you know? It's just like.
You know it's something that's not great when Paul Kozinski, the great agitator, as I like to call him. He calls me up.
He's
like, should we take these down? I think we should take them down. I'm like, yeah, why don't you take them down? Yeah,
I don't know if I agree with that, but.
You want to take them down?
What do you think? It's already.
People,
I guess personally. For the company, yes, but right now it doesn't matter. I would have liked to stay by.
But it's a sign of like that respect to someone who died
as
opposed to.
Yeah, yeah.
The spin zone for me personally, and I feel awful for Pop, feel awful for his family. I had no idea she was sick.
Me neither.
No, I don't think anyone. Which I actually respect the hell out of, like, you know.
I'm going to say something that sounds a little different. I don't feel bad for Pop. I mean, I feel bad in the sense someone died.
No, I feel bad for him.
I feel bad, but I don't know him.
You know them, yeah.
It's like if anyone dies.
No, I mean, I feel bad for as much as someone I feel bad that I don't know.
Right, stranger, yeah.
Right. I read Hubs' blog, and Hubs made it sound like he's going to a funeral.
Yeah. Right.
It was a little bit.
A little heavy-handed.
A little bit over the top. It's like, my heart bleeds. Like, we don't even. I mean,
that's how I always.
Tommy liked it.
To tie it all back to what, I mean, this is Pop. Like, this is, it all comes back to this. Like, everybody acts like. You know, Pop is like their family member. So it makes sense that that's the reaction.
It's always sad someone dies.
Well,
40
it's celebrity years, deaths. Celebrity deaths always crack me up because people flip out on Twitter and it's like, we don't know them. Like,
people die every. Horrible in the sense of whenever something like that happens, it's horrible. But I mean, people die every day.
But I've had this.
She was
sick. She was sick
but
for a while.
But yeah, nobody knew.
I've had this Popovich take for a long time.
I was the one who knew and did this on purpose.
Had this Popovich take for a long time. I talked about it on Part of My Take on Monday.
Yeah, how come you're
but
not
because
fucking
Kevin
this
is Kevin, he got all
he's
the heat. I got a few.
He texted me. He was like, you should do a rant on this. I was like, I'm gonna. He was like,
do
it.
Because it was great. At the time, it was great.
Maybe you killed him.
I've actually been pro Pop, so I didn't get any of that.
I mean, the fact that people can't separate that. What Kevin and I, our take is that Pop is a dick in interviews and a dick to the sideline reporters has nothing to do
with
his family.
Wishing his family ill.
Zero. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Pop could be he probably is a great family man.
Remember when Nate wrote that blog about Stu Scott?
That was different because everyone knew Stu Scott had cancer.
Stu Scott had cancer. Yeah. He's like, look at this.
This guy looks awful.
And if everyone knew, and if everyone had known.
Well, that's not funny.
The other line
Nate
is,
didn't know either, by the way.
Yeah,
Nate's great.
The other line that people have been throwing at me on Twitter, and I think you probably got it too, is like, well, it was clear he had been more of a dick recently.
Yeah, that's
like I was supposed to go, he's been a dick recently,
what's
and that's
up
probably
with Pop?
Because he has a family member who's
sick. He's been this forever.
What
he's
about
always been this way.
Transitioning into it, the story became Allie LaForce asked LeBron, and it appeared that she broke the news to LeBron.
Yes.
They have since come forward saying, both LeBron and her, that she gave him the heads up.
LeBron, during this game, we got the really devastating news. The Spurs announced that Aaron, Coach Popovich's wife, officially passed away. I know you're close with Pop. Any words or thoughts you'd like to share with him?
Fans, we hope you enjoyed your evening here with us tonight. We look forward to seeing you right back here at the Q on Friday for the watch party. It starts at 7 p.m. Stop by the second half.
I mean, I'm a huge Pop fan. I love Pop. That's such a tragedy. And, you know, my best wishes goes out to Pop and his family. I know that's devastating news. And holy shit. It's just a lot. I mean, the NBA family, we all stick together. I know we compete every night. But something like this happens, it puts everything in perspective. So, you know, I send my well wishes and my prayers up to the heavens above. I know the man above never makes a mistake, even when you sometimes have to ask why. But that's just terrible news. And best of luck to Pop, man, and everybody in San Antonio, the whole Spurs family. That's all I can say, Ali.
Here's the thing. There's two things on this. Then you should say that. Be like, as you know.
As we talked about.
Because this was an act by LeBron and Ali LaForce. So it's good that I guess he knew before, but don't like lecture us that they knew because they played the
intent, LeBron, that was Academy Awards.
Yeah,
intent was that this was just bro. So don't go back on it and now do revisionist.
Well, did you see his Uninterrupted?
Yeah, he said that
he was overcome. I knew it, but I was overcome with emotion.
Right.
Which I guess is like possible, but knowing LeBron.
No, this was an act.
It was a pause, silent pause for dramatic effect.
And when I say act, I mean he may be very moved. I'm not, as much as I hate LeBron, I won't accuse him of that. It was an act that this was the first time he heard about it right then.
Sure. Right.
Very clear.
I know that it's like sandbagging him in a way. But it's not like it was like a gotcha moment that like fucked him over. It's just like it was a rough question
in the moment. Well, he wasn't sandbagged. We were sandbagged. Viewing public.
But even had she just said to him like breaking news, I know that you're putting him in an awkward spot. But it's I don't know. People react.
That question should be asked.
That's
as
why they.
News.
That's why they said they talked about it before because everyone was going after Ali LaForce.
Correct.
Yeah, but even.
Yeah,
I don't
not.
I don't think
LeBron,
that's the end of the world.
One way or the other.
I don't think that question
reaction was fine. Yeah.
For whatever reason, and I'm pretty open. It's like. That's something that you just find, I don't know. That is kind of like, it wasn't a gotcha, but that's how they wanted it to be.
It feels like that should be a question that's done at the press conference after. After you, I've always, the like instant after a game interview is always a little weird because there's a million things going on in someone's head.
You're tired.
Yeah, you've gone through, you know, a crazy athletic, you know, 3 hours. LeBron had a great game last night. And then to have to compose yourself, I always like, those interviews always kind of shock me in a weird way.
And I mean, I love breaking news. Everyone loves breaking news. Being the guy, hey, you hear this person.
I broke the Syrian news to Bill Burr, and I'm still living off that high.
And then Robbie broke it to that fighter.
There was the story like 4 years ago, 5 years. Was it the astronaut that died?
John Glenn.
Is it John Glenn?
I don't know.
No, it was Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz Aldrin
still alive?
No, pretty much the same thing.
Neil Armstrong?
Is Neil Armstrong still alive?
He died, I think. I think
they're all the same.
Either way, I broke the news to my section at a Cubs game. Like Buzz Aldrin. Let's say Buzz Aldrin. I don't know if
what
it's Buzz
What was the reaction?
I was like, hey guys, Buzz Aldrin died.
Neil Armstrong died August 25th.
Yeah, they clapped a little bit.
But
it was fucking awesome. Buzz Aldrin?
Neil Armstrong died in 2012.
There you go.
I think that was it.
They're all
dead. Did Buzz Aldrin die?
Dead.
No, he's still alive.
Oh, okay. So good for Buzz Aldrin.
Where's John Glenn?
When did he die?
Dead.
Recently.
John Glenn dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know. Whatever. It was an astronaut. I released the news.
Who gives a shit? It's gone.
I released the news to the entire section, and everyone's like,
"Yeah,
good
job."
So
everyone loves that rush. Yeah.
But you wouldn't do it.
But no, you should not be doing it televised. That I don't like. I do feel like you shouldn't have that reaction on national television. You should be afforded that in privacy to hear.
But it's not like it's his. If it was like LeBron's family member, I get that. But like,
what
are we gonna catch LeBron's reaction to another person's wife dying? That's gonna be so bad for LeBron. He needs time.
Well,
to
I guess my point is, if it's worthy of mentioning to him, I assume there's some sort of relationship.
No,
in place.
He's close with
Pop. So then,
yeah,
like,
he's close
so you're, you might actually fuck him up with some emotion. Like, he might
I just you never don't know what I don't know. It's just something that. God, for you don't get that moment back. Like
he did. They did it with Kevin Durant too. Yeah. Kevin Durant was sitting at the presser.
For all we know, though, that was.
But so, like LeBron, people were like asked that at the presser, and they kind of did it to Durant at the presser, and that was kind of a thing as well.
That was a weird moment too.
It's more like if you say something in that moment, God knows well, that you don't want. It's like that's with I don't know.
It's just hard.
It could have been a gotcha moment. Where
it's hard though. Breaking news is so thrilling.
Breaking news is super thrilling.
It's thrilling.
But the nuts and bolts of this is they were trying to pull one over on us, and it blew up in their face. Decker was getting the mix. Did you see that? Decker was like defending. He's like, you don't know what goes on.
Turns well, I agree with him. Yeah, and I agree with him. I do think that like the sideline, I've always said the sideline reporters, everyone assumes that their job is super easy, but you're basically tasked with being perfect for 60 seconds of a game. And if you make one mistake, everyone remembers it forever.
Yeah. Especially Greg Popovich.
This is brought to you by Keeps. First month of treatment free. Keeps.com/barstool. Keeps in. Hair today, hair tomorrow. Caribous.
Did you get your son clothing for tonight?
No.
Oh, just boy.
Strolling in.
That's
what's
a
up, buddy?
That's an absentee dad right there.
Oh. whose fault is that?
That you didn't bring me a jacket after I asked you for
when
a jacket?
When did you ask me?
Yesterday.
On the air?
Yeah.
Is that an excuse that I asked you for a
you
jacket?
You have to send a text.
You
have to
send a follow-up text. I would assume you'd send a follow-up text.
No, he did not.
You'd have to send a follow-up text.
If you asked me in the middle of the radio show,
listen, as a father, he asked you.
I have a million kids. We have 100 kids.
I told you that I'd hook you up.
Shay doesn't text me anything, and I make sure I get her shit that she needs.
There's no chance. No chance that's going to be remembered. No chance.
I told you the pile. I'll get you something. We'll go shopping.
Just give me a job. I may have something.
It's gonna be funny.
Something in my
the ragtag crew tonight with people were pulling shit out of the closet.
Fuck, we should have actually just done that. Next awards show.
You have to just wear something
in
here.
The only things you can wear is from my pile.
That's not bad.
Everyone's wearing like Rhea's in like a double XL shirt.
The president of Uganda went on Ugandan TV, and basically is reprimanding oral sex. He says he knows some people may be interested in using your mouth, but the mouth is for eating and eating alone.
Let me take this opportunity to warn our people publicly about the wrong practices indulged in and promoted by some of the outsiders. One of them is what they call oral sex. The mouth is for eating. Okuria. Charm. The mouth is for eating, not for sex.
With or against the president of Uganda?
I mean, I would have to be against.
Yeah. Well, who's
I mean, the logic makes sense, but I'm going to have to be against it.
The great line, though, was we know the address of sex.
Yes.
It's the vagina.
Yeah.
Let's keep it there.
Yeah.
Bro, I mean,
that's where
be more prude.
You got
Uganda
the P.O.
President.
Box number.
Funny blog from our newest employee, Katie. Very funny blog. Read it. Your boy, have you talked to A-Rod? Because his nephew got
I haven't.
Sling Lamborghinis.
Before we proceed, is he safe or is he still on the?
No, he's safe. It happened last week.
All right, so we can make fun of this.
Yeah.
Because I thought this was a heavy topic. For
well, you can make fun of it as much as you want to make fun of it in front of a member of the corp.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
What's he doing?
Well, actually, no, I don't want you to make fun of it, Kevin. Because if you make fun of it, then
he's
this guy's going to die.
A-Rod might die.
What's he doing slinging? What's he doing slinging Lambos?
It's a little side hustle.
That's exactly what it said.
The corp, I don't know if this guy's actually officially on the corp roster, but he might be a subsidiary.
You know what has to happen? Yeah. A-Rod has to just come in and piss on the floor.
Yeah,
I was going to say, we're talking cousins and nephews. This is A-Rod's like,
here's what I don't
come
understand.
In, be like, stop this side hustle, just take a leak right on his shoe. That's the end of that.
Who kidnaps in America in 2018? I feel like that's never worked. You can kidnap in some countries. Kidnapping is a real problem, but in America, in like New York City, they kidnapped him in like the Marriott Marquis.
Yeah,
that's a fucking wild kidnap.
But the guy's
name. That's because your boss is like a pushover. They knew that they were going to cash in.
No, wait, whoa. These guys are in jail. So who's the pushover?
The guy's name screamed kidnapping.
What was it?
It was like Vuka Banunka. Well, it was something.
Vuka Banunka.
It was straight.
Let's fact check that one.
Straight out of Taken.
Munka Banunka.
What? Garbus.
If I had to guess, it's
pretty close.
What was the name? It's not that far off.
Lamine Guchatovich.
Lamine Guchatovich.
I mean, that's some Cousin Yuri type shit right there for sure. No doubt.
Someone's got to get their shoe pissed off.
Oh, someone will pay for this.
I love that video.
I hope that A-Rod texts. I hope I get a text at like 2 in the morning tonight being like, you have to go take care of this. I would take care of it. No questions asked.
Speaking of things getting taken care of, these NYU kids are upset about something. They're always college these millennials. They got Bertucci's shut down. They're always mad about something. They're protesting about God knows what, and they said they would protest indefinitely. They're in like an administration building. They wouldn't leave until they got to meet. Their demands were met, or they got to sit down with like the dean of the school. NYU just called all their parents. The protest lasted about 5 seconds. The kids just went home.
nothing will shut you down quicker than mom and dad being like, get the fuck out of here.
That's the most masculine thing.
I miss this. This is like, you know, we kind of had a lull in like the protester world, I feel like, when it comes to like college protests. We had Occupy Wall Street and all that kind of stuff where this was like a regularly scheduled thing where the college kids would end up looking like assholes.
Yeah.
It feels good.
We had
back.
That wave, the Missouri stuff.
Yeah. And I love it.
This was also a peek behind the Barstool curtain. This was an all-time Dave email topic because he wrote, NYU kid got stuffed. So I spent 15 minutes on Twitter looking for a kid who got, you know, a layup thrown into the bleachers.
Stuffed. They did get stuffed.
Like, what? And also a look behind the curtain, like if our search function is so bad, I searched NYU and absolutely nothing comes up.
It is bizarre how we can't fix that search.
It's nuts. Yeah.
You
pick like the absolute keyword and it just says no search.
Give Jeff Hunter credit.
The design menace.
Cheers. I have brought it up to him. At least 1,000 times, like, okay, on it. And in the same tone of voice.
Well, no, wait. He's on it, he's on it.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's taken care of. Just consider it taken care of.
This is a discussion Frankie and I had today that I thought was worthy of the rundown. So the Devils lost yesterday, and there's a picture of Putty. Was Putty at the game?
Yeah.
So Frankie says Putty is not known as Putty. Like, that's not his defining moment.
What would he be known as?
He's like, he's in Family Guy as the voice. He's a big actor.
Do you ever realize that your right-hand man is the stupidest person in the company?
Well, this is a generational.
That's exactly what you said.
Yeah, I said we got into this argument on Healthy Scratches today where JSB, and she even texted us where she's like, oh, we'll talk about Putty and how like no one in this generation knows who he is because he's Putty. That's all he was. I'm like, well, he went on to be Krunk.
I mean, you said
he went on to be Krunk from Emperor's New Groove. Look, everyone's shaking their heads at me. Yes.
No, what was the analogy?
Frankie.
Emperor's New Groove?
I feel like if I had the power, I would fire him.
I mean,
you think that David
not...
Putty is known as the guy from Emperor's New Groove?
No, I said he went on to do more things. He was the
you said he's not known as Putty.
That does not even matter
if he went on to do more things.
If you see him on the street, you're not going to be like, that's Putty.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Do you think Macaulay Culkin is still, will forever be
But he's been in movies and
went on to do more things.
He was in Ted.
Wait, you think that someone's going to walk down the street and see Putty and go, oh, that's the guy who did the voice for the Emperor's New Groove?
Oh, wait, what's that voice? That sounds like the fucking Lion from
the
Emperor's New Groove. I knew I recognized that.
I would fire you. I would fire
years.
You.
I'm saying he's done more.
What was the comparison you used? No, that's not what you said. You said he's...
What show?
So he's been...
No one watches this.
No one gives
so
a fuck.
You're
you think
side.
Of him as the Rules of Engagement?
No, I think he was a star of CBS.
Oh, I think everyone thinks
that. But that almost shows how... He was
Feinberg
on Rules of Engagement for 10 years.
What
but
was
that shows how much Putty was a power character.
Like someone that's typecasted. Like.
Yeah, you used somebody that I think was similar to Putty.
I just
you're
assumed
like, he's
he
not
was...
like this.
This is all news to me because I just assumed Putty went on to just star as, you know,
Putty.
Rapist number 4 in Law and Order.
Yeah,
SMU
oh, yeah,
every
big
week.
Time.
Like, that seemed like his spot.
He has an iconic cartoon character voice. He's like maybe the best of all time. So to just say he's one character is crazy.
Who the fuck knows
get
about
the hell off the rundown. Get the hell off the rundown.
You hear
right
his
now.
Voice, you know who he is.
Frankie, put the microphone
down. He's
also
the National Car guy. You see the commercial?
Get
the National?
Off the rundown. He's the National Car
I'm a huge fan of this guy.
That was bizarre.
Yeah.
Putty's in hell of shape. For how old he is?
He
I assume
looks exactly
he's in his
50s.
He looks exactly the same.
Oh, and by the way, I lost $10,000 on the Mets because you said
way
they were
go.
Guaranteed to get swept. So
same
thank
with Tank.
You.
Tank and Stu wow. at the Devils game. That might be my favorite.
They have been like freaking fracked. Literally, that's what Stu calls
He
Gollum.
Almost looks better in Devils gear than he does Mets gear. He looked kind of sharp.
I agree. No, Dave is absolutely
right. You know
what?
It's just a mystery.
Something
it's
about
a wonder of the world. When Frank goes to these games and he sits in the chairs, he
gumbies it.
Yeah. Well, gumbies. You know what it is, Dave. I think the Devils games, he doesn't have to get on the train, so he probably is a little fresher.
That's true.
You can see a little bounce in
By the
step.
Time he gets to City Field,
like
he's Jersey, gone. He's gassed.
He's like he fucking gassed. Cocked the wagon and everything. He's all the way out in Oregon.
Yeah, man, that's no joke for him. That's hard for normal.
How
people.
Long is that commute?
It's especially the traffic stadiums. And shit
from Jersey.
From Jersey,
though,
it'll probably take you 90 minutes. It'll be like an hour and a half.
God, I would never, ever, ever go to a game.
I went.
The
to
worst
that
thing
one
I ever did, I went to the Islanders back when they were in the Coliseum from Hoboken, and it was like 4 hours round.
That's like someone offered me Yankees tickets the other day. Why would I fucking go to the Yankees game?
I don't like going
so
to games.
So far away.
Not only that, I don't go to games that my teams aren't in.
Right.
I don't even know what to do.
Well, no, I would go, like, Madison Square Garden is a 10-minute walk from there. So if someone says, hey, I have great seats the next, I'll go catch the first half. But a Yankees game, that's a whole day.
And baseball, too. When you're sitting at a game you don't really care about,
yeah,
far away.
That's true.
Pretty ridiculous.
All right. We got anything else?
It's the awards
award show. Award show tonight. Tune in.
So, look great, Dave. Can we tell some of the?
Is
Smitty here? So is Smitty coming?
No, somebody's kept telling me to read. I don't open Smitty's emails that he sends me, but somebody sent, because they're just a waste of time. I know they are, but somebody sent it. Said he sent an email.
So you actually see him, but you don't open.
Yeah,
him?
I never. Oh, he just.
Is there anybody else that you do that to? Or is it
no,
just
it's pretty just much. I mean, he never has anything of value to say. So I've learned
time
management.
What if that email says I'm ready to fight and rough and rowdy again?
I know.
Put that in the subject line.
He'd walk into my. Anything he emails is he can't do something. Why does it work? So I don't even. I don't expect him to do anything. So I don't think he's coming.
Ah, I really wish he was there. Because I feel like he's going to win a couple awards tonight. He's up for a few.
So what are some of the main categories, Dave?
Right.
Oh, what do we got here? What are these texts?
This is the email he sent.
Oh. Hey, I won't be able to make it tonight. If there's anything you guys would like me to do as far as a pre-recorded video, Skype, FaceTime, or doing something while following along, let me know. It's simply too much travel right now, fresh off the shoulder surgery. I tried to make moves last night and this morning, but it's way too painful and risky. Let me know if there's any issues or anything I can do remotely. Thanks. That's why I don't open them.
That's a crazy email for someone who's been here for like 10 years to think that was going to go over well with
me. I
didn't
even read it. I wasn't trying to make fun of it.
That's too bad. I think he's going to win a couple.
Yeah. So we have like best newcomer, best TV show.
It actually would be funny if we could
Skype
him in when you do
those.
Brett's
biggest fuck
up. Like, yeah. He's not here, but here's
biggest villain.
Biggest villain's going to be very interesting because biggest villain has a lot.
Dumbest decision of the year.
But biggest villain is a stacked.
Oh, yeah.
Brett has his own category, right?
How would you handicap biggest villain? I was talking about it. Sam Ponder.
Sam Ponder.
Like enemies.
John Skipper, Rappaport,
Elika, Hammy's in it.
Yeah.
Baked Alaska, Peter Rosenberg.
Like those
Adam
guys
C.
are
Best.
Nothing. Those guys are off the board. They wouldn't
Goodell,
even.
Goodell, Rappaport.
I know who I personally don't like the most.
I bet you do.
It's not, I think, who you think.
I think you're going to say Sarah Spain.
Hate Sarah Spain.
Sam Ponder?
No, I hate
Elika.
I hate Elika.
Elika, yeah. Yeah. I should have known that.
Fucking hate that girl. Yeah.
I think it's a three-way race, though. I'd say it's Rappaport, John Skipper, and Sam Ponder versus the field. In my estimation, maybe not.
You don't think Jay Hammy was closer to actual destruction?
I don't like hate her anymore.
That wasn't
not villain,
wide.
But
that
she was a dangerous role.
No, but that wasn't.
But
no,
that no effect on any of us except for him.
Yeah, and I don't care. I don't hate her at all anymore. I'll hate Elika until I die.
She'll probably tweet about this.
She definitely will. She keeps saying every time we hire a girl, we're doing it for looks.
Yeah.
Every time we could hire 100 girls. And girl 100, they're just doing this for looks.
She'll somehow watch the rundown and be like, stop thinking about me.
If she'd have to come clean.
She'd bend the knee.
She'd have to come clean and be like, I was a real asshole. I'm trying to make
that happen. You know what it is? She was a pawn.
You didn't forgive her for that. I don't think
she was also a pawn in a bigger game.
Oh yeah, she got slayed like a fucking
fish. I've connected the dots.
She was on vacation with Sarah Spain
You should almost hate her the most.
They all kind of are lumped into the same group.
Yeah.
Of just people that I don't even think about them anymore. I can't wait till I get like a little Google alert saying like, yeah, their ratings were so bad they got fired.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think sexiest moment of the year, I think it will be the funniest category.
Sexiest moment of the year.
Wigs in the thong. We got.
That's
Trent
why I want Smitty. Smitty's got.
Butt.
Smitty's up
Smitty
for
in the shower. Nate flying 69. There's some good ones.
Which,
there.
By the way, the ones in very Barstool fashion, our yearly awards, I think go like 5 years.
Yeah.
I think Clement Lafayette is
that was me because
some
the,
things
the,
deserve
the
a little.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Manhunters of the year.
The go-tos, they need a go-to, like people were go-getters.
Dunkin' Donuts.
And that was the most go-to.
And no, that is just the most go-getter move.
It's actually true that is something that has been lost in Barstool time that needs to be brought up.
Right, so I was going to, in the ceremony, be like, I know this is old, but for that particular award, they needed two people who went above. The description to me was two people who went like above and beyond the call of duty.
Is he running like unopposed?
Who?
Like is Clemmer on Madden?
No.
Because I'm saying that almost
there's should, a bunch.
You know when there's like a a lifetime achievement award or something like that? If they want a go-getter award, almost Lafayette
but,
should just be
hold on, but really,
like a Vanguard award.
But it should be, the award should be go-getter award, Clem going to Latvia or versus Hank going to Latvia, listening to Clem scream in his sleep.
going to a third world country with a giant man who has sleep terror never met. To chase down a man that you don't even root for or anything.
Oh, we should actually mention that, by the way.
Yeah, that's
the old saying, it's better to love and lost than never loved. That does not apply when someone unfollows you on Twitter Porzingis did.
I want to almost show Porzingis like that video and be
that's fucked up. But the follow and then unfollow is a brutal move.
That made no sense.
Oh,
you have to. I mean, that is such a petty thing. Like, God, there are people
it.
I hate that I just don't
something?
Even bother. No,
what would Clem do?
How could Clem do anything?
Yeah, he probably made one too many funny meme videos. Like, what the fuck is he? Yeah, what, Clem's Twitter feed is pretty damn good.
Sad.
It sad. Is sad. Very sad.
Yeah,
hurts.
Like, that's a bigger breakup than you and Jay Hammy.
Yeah, that's sad.
Really sad.
All right,
hate to see it.
Tune in tonight. The awards.
The Yankees stink, by the way.
The Yankees really
they're
do
so
stink.
Bad. They're just a very bad team.
Yeah. And Carrabba's is like.
I mean, the Red Sox.
Carrabba's is like a monster that's just growing. Eventually, we're not going to be able to fit him in this office. That's why we're going to have to move offices.
Carrabba's, you're just. You know that quote in Man on Fire? Like, a man can be an artist in anything?
Yeah.
Food, whatever. Mm-hmm. Your art is.
And terrible nickname.
And this is a lot coming from me because I would like this title myself. Your art is trolling Yankee fans, and you're painting your masterpiece.
It's very easy to do. I basically just
you don't care about them. You're a national sports writer.
I was on the Marlins beat the other night.
Job.
So basically, all I do, I go on Twitter and I hold up a sign that says "Get mad at this sign," and then Yankee fans go fucking berserk.
Let me ask you this. Do you ever realize how bad some of your tweets are that get like 2,000 retweets?
Yes.
You realize that.
They're all
that.
Bad. Anything in caps is bad. Anything in lowercase is probably good.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, when you're just like, gold bottles, we won the game. And it's like 3,500 retweets. I'm like, what the fuck is going on
that's,
right now?
That's the cock, baby.
The what?
The cock.
The cock.
Yeah. Cult of Carrabba's.